Sometimes towards the end of winter, when spring has felt a long time in coming, we need an evening out that can be uplifting and inspiring. Thanks to Celebration of the Arts, offered Saturday afternoon at Bath County High School, we can have just that. Mostly middle school students and some high school band students will be singing, playing, and displaying their arts, and the event, which is the culmination of hours of practice with guest directors, is free and open to the public. Allegheny County, Covington, and Bath students will begin Friday afternoon practicing pieces to showcase Saturday. I spoke with a few Bath students who participated last year, which was the event's first.
My name is Katie Rexford, and I played flute last year for the Celebration of the Arts. And it was just an amazing opportunity to get the whole community together so we could all share this love of music and artistic abilities that we have. We practiced Friday and Saturday, and we actually performed the concert that night, and it was just really nice to get us all together. Scott Reese was the director, and he's an amazing all-around guy, and he really included everybody in it.
Up to 80 band members or 80 choir singers may be on stage at the same time, so the spacious auditorium at Bath County High School is a welcome venue. The visual art will be displayed in the atrium nearby. Another student remembered why she's glad to be joining in again this year.
I'm Kendall Kieser, and I play percussion instruments, mainly the snare, but I can play most of the percussion instruments. So like Katie said, Scott Reese was the director, and he is just a fantastic director. He's a great person in general. He helps us at our band camp, so the Bath County kids have a place for him in our heart. And also, I really enjoy Celebration of the Arts because it's like all area band, which bands go play, but Celebration of the Arts also includes choirs, and I know Allegheny's Color Guard performed something last year, and they danced, and so it's a big variety of people, and you still get to play music while seeing other people do other things with paintings and singing and dancing and different things.
Dance may not be as present this year because it's less available to area middle school students, but the group makeup of musicians and artists will shift from middle school aged this year to high school the next and back again.
My name is Nevada Kirshner. I'm a senior, and I play baritone or euphonium, whatever you want to call it, which I played last year at Celebration of the Arts. And from last year, one of my favorite things that I remember is the fact that, yeah, we might go to Bath County, and there are students from Allegheny and Covington in the honor band all together, but I have friends from both of those bands, and so it was really nice to be able to join and play all three schools together. And it's really cool to see how, with just very few hours of rehearsal time with all three schools, you bring kids from three different programs together, and everybody learns something from it to take back to their band to make their own band better. So I really like how it brings together kids from different walks of life to play. And yeah, like you said, we practice on Friday for several hours, and then we come back Saturday morning and we finish up our last rehearsal, and then we perform Saturday evening, and it's phenomenal what all we can do in just a few hours of rehearsal time.
In the second part of this pair of stories, a couple of students weigh in on why celebrating the arts is important for our community, and we get a few more specifics on just how to join in that celebration on Saturday afternoon. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.